Let's talk about The Punisher, which is currently streaming on Netflix. This is not the series. This is the Punisher live action movie that came out, we'll say, way before the MCU hoopla. This came out back in 2004. Thomas Jane, John Travolta, Rebecca Romijn. Even Kevin Nash, which you really don't recognize Kevin Nash in this. You know, we're so used to him wrestling and everything. You kind of, well, you may recognize him, but I really kind of didn't, I'm going to be honest. But this Punisher is, of course, the anti-hero. If you're tired of capes and you're tired of costumes, you know what I'm saying? This is a movie for you. It's The Punisher, so it's kind of a bloody mess at points. John Travolta plays an all right villain. We've seen John Travolta play, obviously, way better villain in Face Off, but he's not bad. He's not bad. This is one of the few Marvel anti-hero movies. The Russian, which is kind of a Punisher staple, despite the fact that he wasn't wearing a dress, for those who, you know, did the comic, it was still a fucking hell of a fight when the Russian and the Punisher went at it. That's one of the, it's the epic fight scene in this fucking movie. Like, hands down. Usually in the Punisher backstory, they just kill, like, his family, and that's what causes him to, you know, become the Punisher. These motherfuckers in this movie kill his entire bloodline. I mean, every fucking body. They kill his immediate family, wife, kids, grandfather, uncle, aunts. Like, they kill fucking everybody. So that shit is crazy. Oh, I said the fight with him and the Russian is the best fight sequence in this entire movie. But movies have scenes, just like those moments where you're like that, the chill down your spine, or it's like you're super elated, you suddenly become so happy and joyful. Now this movie has a moment that's like the chill down your spine moment, like, oh shit, it's about to go down. Like, you can feel that shit. After he fights the Russian, and, you know, he's hurt. He's down bad. There's a scene with, you know, some bad guys and da-da-da-da-da. I'm going to kind of skip over because I don't want to tell it to you. But there's a scene where he's coming up out of the floor, and it's thundering and lightning. And he has like a stance where you can tell like he's weak, but he's found his strength, you know, that I'm a persevere over what's going on with me physically. That fucking moment was A1 moment right there. I was like, yes, that's your Punisher. He's about to go punish him. Like, that right there was, he's about to go punish some motherfuckers right now. I do feel like this also would have worked well as a series. I think The Punisher as a whole, honestly, works better as a series, which is why when, you know, Netflix did do a Punisher series, I mean, it was fucking, to me, it was fucking great. It was a phenomenal series. But this movie as a standalone is good by itself. Honestly, both the movies, this Punisher movie and the other one that followed, which doesn't have Thomas Jane in it, but still equally as good, different style and everything. It's a good watch. Like, I can easily, this wasn't my first time watching the Punisher movie. This is something you can watch again, but it's not something, let me see. It's something you will watch but you might do other stuff while you're watching it. Like, you know, you might have it play in the background. You'd be on your computer and, you know, look up and watch certain scenes and go back to work and watch certain scenes and go back to work. This is that type of movie. Streaming on Netflix, The Punisher, Thomas Jane, Rebecca Romijn, Stamos, Kevin Nash, John Travolta on Netflix.